Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Paintball Dynamics, where we talk all things paintball. We break down the game and different aspects of it and answer questions people may have about the game. So feel free to call in or post on our website or any of our social media outlets and let us know what's on your mind. I'm Evan Hughes, and I'm here with my co-host, Jonathan Sampson. And today we are talking MagFed. It is the MagFed revolution, the uprising.
All right. All right. So, Evan again just ran up a flight of stairs again, and we're currently getting him something to drink. Yeah, he's about to die.
Jonathan keeps me in shape. This is I think this is his way of keeping his members up to snuff.
You know, it's a great, I believe exercise is a healthy part of our lifespan. If you want to feel healthy and feel good, exercise is a part of that. I know sometimes the couch seems very, very nice, but can't rock that way because you just can't do it. But we have a great show for you guys today. The title of today's show is MagFed. Come join us. And it's a really cool thing because, like, we are taking a challenge and we're running with it. We're going to do something completely, like, off the wall. We have a lot of stuff happening down the line. But if you haven't been checking us out on Facebook, make sure you're doing that. Facebook.com/PBDynamics. If that's too hard for you, you can always do search bar Paintball Dynamics, and you'll find us there on the page. You'll also get to see some of the cool pictures that we post throughout the weekend, our Friday picks that we love doing constantly. You know, last time we had the Jabba Walkie. I mean, was it the Jabba Walkie? No, it was Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of the dancers, Jabba Walkies, but yeah, we post really crazy stuff like that. And now we are doing the Come Join Us MagFed campaign. We're taking, like, pictures that, you know, people send or we find even, and we are inviting people to come join us in MagFed, as well as when we go out on the field and play. I know we'll be out there on Monday, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, Monday or Friday. We have to nail down that date.
Make up
I guess
your
be
mind.
Monday. It will be Monday, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Friday's a tournament. We will definitely be.
Yeah, and it's fun when you look over your schedule and you go, today I shoot at people. No, we can't do it that day. That day's booked for picking people.
Yeah.
It's a fun life.
Yeah, and it's really cool. It's really crazy. But we're doing this because we want to, like, help the campaign. And it's our social media campaign, Come Join Us. So if you're listening to us right now, you can actually email your pictures to us at info@paintballdynamics.com. Or you can message us on Facebook via our Facebook page. You can post your picture or you can message us separately, if you like, however you like to do that. But we'll take your picture and make something great out of it. But go ahead and let us know how you or what your picture is of how you're inviting people to come join us in paintball. We have one already listed up on the site, so you can go check that one out. With the I lost the guy's name. What's the guy's name?
John.
No, not John. Is it John?
About the magazine?
No, not the magazine. The other guy. Philip.
Who takes the picture?
Philip. Yeah, Philip.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have a picture of Philip already out there on the page, and he looks really cool. So make sure you get some pictures like that, too, so we can post it. But, excuse me, it's going to be a great show. Hey, Evan, speaking of which, how was your week so far?
My week has been exhausting. It's been fun. I went paintballing on last Saturday, with our cadets from Fire Team Echo. One of them brought his dad and his brother out there, so it was really fun. You know, it was really kind of a family day. It kind of turned out to be, you know, a bit of a family day. It was fun, family, friends, paintball, and it was really cool, you know. And we had one of our team members actually brought her, what is she, two-year-old daughter. And get this true story, two-year-old daughter. The ref was walking by in the staging area, and the little girl picks up the paintball off the ground and chunks it at the ref, and it actually broke. And he felt it, and he was like, hey, what was that? And then he touched it, and he was like, oh, I'm out. She got me out.
Great. You know, we like to do that here at Paintball Dynamics with Fire Team Echo. Those guys, us guys, we'll get out there. We'll do family days. And when we say family days, that's like for everyone. Like, come out and play with us. Cause, you know, we want to meet you in, you know, face-to-face, in person. If you're down here in the Texas region, soon we'll be, you know, traveling to, you know, different regions like California, New York, Canada. Yeah. We want to come out there and meet with all those guys as well. And maybe even go over to Europe and see some of those guys.
I'm sorry. There's something that's inherently humorous about Texas and Texans in Canada.
Okay, and what is your humor with Texans in Canada?
Aside from the fact that we would probably call even their summer hot, a freezing cold. I think it's just funny because, like, you see, like, quite frankly, really, just polar opposites, because they're way up north and we're way down at technically one of the most southern points of the United States. And
yeah, well, you know.
With the Cowboys and the Cowboys and Canadians. See, there we go. We can host an event in Canada, but we can also name it Cowboys and Canadians.
We could name it Cowboys and Canadians. We do not ride horses, but we do carry guns, so that'd be fun. It'd be fun.
It's true. It's true.
back to what we were talking about. So, yeah, we're doing the whole mag bed, come join us. And that isn't knocking any other type of paintball. That's not what we're doing. But we do want to invite you guys out to come and enjoy the pleasures of playing mag bed. Get a different feel, get a different taste of what the game is all about. And I guarantee you'll love it. You'll love it. If you don't, well, I'll get you pizza on Evan.
Wait, what?
You heard it live on Paintball Dynamics. Evan is officially buying you pizza if you do not like your...
I'll get you pizza on Evan. See? That I write. That I write.
All right, so my week's been pretty good. Matter of fact, I'm super excited. You know, I got a new marker. So whenever a guy gets a new toy, they automatically want to go out and start playing with it or using it or something.
First, you got the Titman TCR, right?
Yeah, I did get the Titman TCR, and I'm excited to go out and actually, shoot with it, get some time in the field with it on Monday. Yeah, you know, sadly, it couldn't have been today. I wish it was today.
I asked if we could do it on a Tuesday. They said they wouldn't be there. That's a feel.
On a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday.
What? What are you... I tell you, this is what I... Maybe if I had a wonderful, loving wife who would cover for me at Taekwondo and I could go and play, that would be okay. So I've officially been told no to that, so looks like I'll have to wait until Monday. You say what?
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 I have no idea what you're talking about.
You see this? You see what I put up with, people? All right, but again, MagFed, come join us. So today, just giving you a brief overview of what's going to happen. We're going to talk a little bit about MagFed Mayhem. Woot woot to that. The Houston Tippmann Open. Coming down. So if you have a Tippmann, or if you have a, what is it, 10-man team?
Yes. If you have a 10-man team, you can sign up for the. I guess they're doing like tournament. They're doing big. They're doing tournament, and then they're doing like a big, just, you know, everybody game, scenario game. So the way they're going to do it is they're going to have a tournament of 10-man teams going against each other. If you don't have a 10-man team, that's okay. Just go ahead and sign up and come, and they'll mix you up. You know, they'll put you on a team. They'll assign you onto a team. So even if you have 8 people or 5 people or 2 people, you know, sign up. They'll pair you. You know, they'll get you assigned to a team, and your 10-man team will go ahead and compete against the other teams during the tournament portion of the day. And then later that day, they're also going to have just one gigantic scenario game, which is probably what most of us have actually seen from videos and stuff during the Houston Tippmann Open. You know, whenever you look at Tippmann Open YouTube videos or stuff like that, you're usually probably seeing the big scenario game, not the actual 10-man tournament that they go on.
And I think you can have more than 10 people on your team, but only 10 people can actually play at one time.
Correct.
Yeah, I think you can have up to 2 alternates or something like that. But it's going to be fun. So if you have... Hey, I have a question. Does a TCR count as a Tippmann?
Does it count as a what?
Does it count as, like... Because I thought it was a pistol event.
No, this is not the. I think you're having it. You have it confused with the Tippmann Pistol Challenge.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, does a TCR count as a Tippmann Pistol Challenge?
According to Tippmann, I would say the TCR does not count as a pistol because the TCR literally translates to
tactical
compact rifle. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's a rifle. No.
Well, I mean, darn it.
Good question.
That's cheaty. That is so cheaty. I can totally do it. So anyway, we're going to take a really short commercial break right quick, as you know, as we do every week. But we'll be right back after these short messages. Also, if you want to advertise on the show, just hit us up and let us know. Or promote something on the show, just let us know. You can Facebook us. We're always available. If not, we'll still answer you because we're always available. What else? Please make sure you like us on www.facebook.com/DBDynamics. You can also follow us on Twitter and Google+. Our YouTube station, where Evan has taken the liberty to post some Fire Team Echo videos. And for all you other guys who have your videos and you want to share it with us, we will post that up there too as well. But enjoy these commercials, and again, we'll be right back.
Increase your chances of finding best education options for you. Call the National Education Online Center today at 866-383-1487. We understand that a good education is a prerequisite for a successful career. Call the National Education Online Center at 866-383-1487 and use our free service to find national and regional accredited education programs. You must be a resident of the United States, 18 or older, with a high school diploma or GED. Call the NEOC at 866-383-1487 to connect with academic advisors from schools offering associate's, bachelor's, and master's degree programs in accounting, business, IT, criminal justice, legal, nursing, and more. Call 866-383-1487 and let's find your new career path.
Get DirecTV with over 285 channels and NFL Sunday Ticket. Sign up today at 866-944-4752. DirecTV service features electronic program guide, DVR, and interactive features, HD programming, and quality customer service. Call DirecTV today at 866-944-4752. DirecTV packages start at $29.99 a month for 12 months and get free whole home upgrade with a 2-year agreement. For complete details, call 866-944-4752.
You're listening to Paintball Dynamics on the MobileCast Radio Network.
And we are back. We were just talking about the Houston Tittman Open and some of the other MagFit events coming up. But we were talking about the Houston Tittman Open, Tittman TCR coming out, or I'm sorry, now release. Tittman is shipping.
Yeah.
And Jonathan here actually somehow managed to get his hands on one of the Tittman TCRs, had a tactical compact rifle, not pistol. But So I'm really excited and curious to finally see one of these live in person, and it is gloriously beautiful. I can tell you that much, and it makes me happy, and I feel like I'm in a happy place right now. I'm holding it, and it's so comfortable and wonderful.
A little backstory about the TCR that I recently got.
This is actually, perfect.
I was walking around, or not walking around, but contemplating, you know, what marker was going to be the next marker that I got here. And I was like, you know what, I'll try this TCR. Well, when you go online to look, I was going to get it directly from Tittman itself. And they're on pre-order still, you know. So it's like, okay, well, if I pre-order it now, you know, how long is that going to take to get here kind of thing. Finally, I took an old friend's advice and called one of the paintball stores down here. And
local. Worker local business.
Yeah, local paintball store. And I was like, hey, Tittman released the TCR. Do you have any? And they were like, well, we have three. Two of them have already been sold. And the third one, well, let me see if I can actually sell it to you. And so he goes and he checks, and turns out he could sell it to me. And the guy in the store, the owner actually of the store, he was like, hey, man, you are the first official TCR owner from this location. So, like, you should be excited. And I was like, oh, trust me, I am excited because, you know, I went around everywhere online trying to find it, and luckily you guys had it. And he was like, yeah, you did get lucky, because I don't foresee us having it for too much longer. But shout out to those guys over at Pro Edge for doing what they do. It's an awesome store, local store down here in Houston. So if you ever have any questions or need any repair or any of that kind of stuff like that, make sure you go and see those guys. John over at ProEdge, you can actually tell him that Paintball Dynamics sent you over there, and that would be great. So we like to help out local owners and local fields and all like that, so this is one of the ways that we're going to try to help them out by letting our guys know who listen to us on the show every week that these guys are available to fix your equipment. They're pretty well trained in all of the new stuff, the new rotors that came out. They have all of the die axes and all that good stuff. So if you ever have any questions or you just want to grab it and hold it, that is the place to go. It's a great place. But
the Pro Edge guys are actual players. They play. You know, they're not just talking about the side of the neck. They actually play. They know what they're talking about.
They do actually play. You're probably hearing echo because I'm over here looking at the marker.
You're looking at me fooled around and with the PCR, and I'm glad you missed the part where I slapped my finger with the flip-up sight, but yeah.
That happened. There's actually a caution in the book that says, watch your finger.
Oh, now he tells me.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I didn't read the book. But yeah, so I'm not going to go into the whole review process that you've seen other people do on the TCR, basically online, where people have done videos and they break it down, you know, step by step and all that good stuff. I'm not going to do that because, hey, it's already been done, so there's no need for me to reiterate what's already been done. I will say this, that it is a strong marker. I don't foresee it breaking or falling apart on you while you're out on the field. From what I understand, like, all the problems that they were having with the prototype are completely resolved. And, of course, just like with any marker, someone will always try to innovate it to make it better or in their own respect better. So, you know, you can
Engler,
always go on YouTube. And, you say what?
Engler already released a buttstock adapter for it. So you can put, like, an M4-style buttstock on the TCR.
There you go. See? It's already happening. But, again, you know, it's all good. So if you have any questions about the TCR, you can directly call Tittman himself, or you can check out one of the millions of videos out on YouTube right now that breaks it down and all that good stuff. So, for what it's worth, I mean, I think it's actually a pretty decent marker for what you're getting. And, you know, I mean, I like it. You know, I haven't shot with it yet, but, you know, as soon as that happens, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll still like it. So get out there, join the game of MagFed, and, you know, come see what it's all about here down in Texas. So there it is.
Oh, yeah. Our guys are amazing down here. The community is absolutely wonderful. And they're hilarious.
They are hilarious. They are.
They're fun as guys.
But yeah, so again, we'll be having Jimmy back on the show to answer the questions about the pros and cons of the TDR theory. Yeah, because we want to make sure we get that answered for the listeners. He'll go over some of the pros and cons to better describe it. Once we get our hands on one someday, then we'll be able to give you the pros and cons as well in our own opinions and own light. You know, and that'd be fun. That'd be great. But again, we want to invite people to come listen to the show, number one. Invite others to play with us when we're out on the field, and invite people to like to participate on the show as well. Because without your participation and all that good stuff, then we couldn't do what we do.
Nope.
So we thank you for all what you've been doing so far, and we thank you for what you're doing in advance here in the future. But that's from our heart reaching out to yours. Thank you. So shout out to the listeners and supporters and all that good stuff.
Indeed, indeed.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I got this. I'm not going to hurt myself, I promise.
All right, well, we have another short break while Evan's breaking stuff. And we'll be right back after these short messages. Enjoy.
I'm not breaking anything.
We believe that you should have access to the experiences you want to be a part of. Call Ticket Liquidator at 855-662-5947 to get tickets to sold-out venues from over 83,000 events nationwide. Since 2003, our network has one of the largest online inventories of sports, theater, and concert tickets, all at lower prices. Call Ticket Liquidator today at 855-662-5947.
The Lexington Law Firm is trusted leader in credit repair. Call the Lexington Law Firm at 855-389-4167. Since 1991, over 500,000 clients have taken action on their credit reports. If you have a credit concerns like low credit scores, bankruptcy, or identity theft, call today at 855-389-4167. Contact the Lexington Law Firm right now at 855-389-4167.
You're listening to Paintball Dynamics on the MobileCast Radio Network.
All right, and welcome back to Paintball Dynamics, where we talk all things paintball, mostly Nielsen part, but we like to talk about a lot of different things as well, because, again, we're all paintball. So, hey, Evan, did you hear about the new Houston Paintball League?
The Houston Paintball League? I did hear about it.
Yeah, yeah. They have D4 and D5, five-man event schedule. And, you know, three-man divisions as well. And if you're into speedball and all that kind of stuff, definitely look into this. If you're in the paintball or the Houston area, you should look into it. We posted the schedule out on our website or on our Facebook page. And they have several events coming up. The earliest one is March 29th. So if you're,
and that's at,
you know,
TXR Paintball.
Yeah, that is at TXR Paintball. And, so if you're, you know, ready to, with your boys to get it together and try to see what your team is all about, then here is your opportunity. Grab your friends, get out there and play. I mean, any competition is fun competition. So, you know, it's how you get better. If you're not competing to get better, then you suck. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
Inspirational words from Jonathan.
Well, I can't take it back now. I already said it. Lie. But, yeah, every time you step out onto the field, your job is hopefully to get better. And to have fun, but to get better. You shouldn't go out there and get hit in the face every single time. So,
you know, we played against a guy who managed to get hit in the face every game.
No, no, no. You mean like 10 times in one game?
Yeah. That poor guy. On the plus side, though, he had the rest of his body hidden very well, apparently.
Yeah. You got to love those moments. And, you know, I am currently reworking my mask, you know. Finally came to the grips that I'm going to paint it, you know. I don't know if I'm going to. I don't know. It's just, it's a very tough decision. Because, like, once it's on there, it probably isn't coming off. But I don't foresee me not liking it. And if I don't like it, then I'll just get a new one. But I think it's going to be fun. So, yeah.
He's painting his mask.
Yes, adding some uniqueness to it, you know.
You know, I was thinking of the uniqueness factor because... If we look at it, you know, I look at myself and my paintball gear, and the truth is I don't think there's anything unique about my gear at all. Really? You know?
Well, you're that little army guy that goes out there.
Yeah, that's true. I wear my dad's 82nd Airborne insignia, but, you know, I guess that's unique. But then, you know, you have guys like the Hedgehog out there. You have David Reaper, you know, he's got the whole, well, obviously, Reaper, you know, mask thing and everything happening. There's that guy out there, I think he's part of ODSC, Bones. He's got a, like a whole, he's got an actual like skeleton thing coming up his back, spinal, you know, bone thing coming up his back. You know, you have a
something.
Nova Games. I forget. Anyways, you have that other guy out there who's like in a straight up like spaceman suit. You know.
Hey, it is unique. It is unique to you, okay? It is unique to you.
I guess.
So you have like patches galore on your equipment. You know, pretty soon you'll probably have patches all over your T-15. I don't know. Then we can call you Patches.
Patches. Call sign Patches.
Patches O'Malley. But anyway, Malley.
You know, there was one guy that we played with, and his call sign was Elsa.
Elsa? Did he have a long blonde lock?
No, he did not. But every time someone heard someone calling, Elsa, Elsa, you know, you were just like, Elsa, that's stupid. And then you get, you know, shot by the guy who's like all dressed out in, you know, camo and everything and quite frightening. Not very Elsa-like at all.
Pig by Elsa. Shame. But anyway, so MagFit, come join us. All right, so down here in the Texas region, we have an event that you should come and join. Pre-registration is over, but I'm pretty sure you can still get on. And it'll be taking place at DFW Adventure Park this weekend, March 14th and 15th.
That's not this weekend.
Oh, next weekend. Next weekend. Uh-huh. My bad. Next weekend. Yeah, I'm thinking that this weekend is tournament weekend, so next weekend is tournament week.
No, this week is next week, last week.
Thank you. Using it. All right, so this event is happening next weekend, March 14th and 15th. And it's probably one of the biggest scenario games that we have here down here in Texas. And we are inviting everyone who's listening to this show. If you can make it to Dallas, no matter if you're from Canada, California, whatever, you know, come down here and play with the Texas boys and have some fun with us and enjoy the festivities and camaraderie of all the guys that'll be out there. It'll be a blast. But everybody's probably wondering what in the world I'm talking about, March 14th and 15th. And Evan's going to tell you what it is, because I'm sure he's just dying to ask or tell you.
It's MagFit Mayhem.
Yeah, he was actually like, we should call the show MagFit Mayhem. And I was like, okay.
It's like regular Mayhem, but then it got MagFit, so it got all tricked out and cool.
Or, as they say, tatty cool. But anyway,
tatty cool. MagFed Mayhem, it is, as Jonathan was saying, on the 14th and 15th, yes, that weekend, the 14th, next weekend. It is one of the biggest events in Texas. I'm sure the biggest MagFed event in Texas. If you do not plan on being there, then I don't know that you need to plan on being there. If it's a transportation problem, you need to rent a camel or a go-kart or something else. You need to get some MagFed Mayhem. It's MagFed Mayhem, guys. It's giant. I was at Operation Starfall, and that was a blast. So MagFed Mayhem should be nothing short of fantabuloso.
Fantabuloso is not a word.
I just spoke it.
That doesn't make it a word.
Are you sure?
Well, I guess it does make it a word, but it's not in the dictionary, so therefore it is not a word.
Webster doesn't know everything.
What, the dictionary?
Webster.
Look,
Webster
is
questioning me.
It's not about Webster. It's about all the other sideline dictionaries that supports Webster. Okay? So, like, the urban, the ebonic, I mean, there's a lot of different forms of dictionaries out there.
You got to be careful with the urban dictionary. It's kind of scary in there sometimes.
Well, you know, I try not to find myself in there often, into the urban dictionary, for any words of advice. So, but the other day, somebody asked me what a red nose was, and I was like, I don't know, because I'm, you know, black doesn't mean I know what a red nose is. Well, I got curious, so I had to go look it up, and it took me to the urban dictionary.
And you knew you were already in trouble.
Yep. And I looked up what it meant, and I found out what it meant.
The problem with the Urban Dictionary is it's a lot like 4chan. A lot of hope for humanity is lost there.
Wow. Anyway. No. All right, but MagFed Mayhem is happening.
MagFed Mayhem.
Next weekend. Viper's hosting it.
Yep.
And it's going to be a great event for all you guys that participated in it last year. I can only assume that you had a blast because that's what you've been saying. So I guess it's not really an assumption. It's fact. It's factual fact.
It's actual factual.
Yes, it's actual factual fact. And you've enjoyed it, so come out again and enjoy it again, because, hello, it's going to be fun. But, again, shout out to Texas MagFed. Yeah, make sure you attend monthly events out there with those guys. They have them all over the state of Texas, you know, central, south, you know, north. I mean, they're everywhere, so... Coastal, yeah. So make sure you get out and participate and play with these guys. They're all a blast. You don't have to worry about getting, you know, your head bit off or something. They're not going to make you feel unwelcome. They're very, very welcoming people, and you'll really enjoy it. And besides, you'll get to meet some of the teams and everything that they have out there as well, which are really cool and really awesome. If you're ever out in Louisiana area, make sure you try out or stop by milsimhq.net.
Did you say milsim?
HQ.net. And check their store out, their pro shop out, and all that good stuff. My homeboy Blake runs that out there. He's also with SAS. So it's a really cool setup that they have out there. They're very knowledgeable about their markers as well. So we're promoting them all the way from Texas because, you know, Louisiana is like our sister state, I guess. So shout out to those guys and what they're doing. They're doing an awesome job. And speaking of which, since we're shouting out, make sure that you are checking out David Reaper's show, which happens on Thursdays, the day before ours. Around the same time, I think the time is now 12:30 or something like that for his show. Shoot You Shoe. I dropped the page over here because I was going to tell him what time it was. But make sure you check it out. Yeah, I know. Make sure you check it out. He has a really cool show out there as well. Also, speaking of shout-outs, if you're in the Canada area, make sure you are listening to Maritime podcast out there. They have a wonderful show that they are doing out there as well. I believe he was on Reaper's show yesterday, maybe. But make sure you're doing that. It's a wonderful show as well. And hopefully everybody can join us with this because, you know, we're having a blast doing all these podcasts and things like that. Hopefully we'll all be able to get on the same page and do a show together because that would be really fun. And
one
I
big
think
show?
It'll be like, one big show.
Sounds like it would almost turn out to be like the Saturday Night Live with paintball.
Speaking of what I was saying, shout out. It is Maritime Milsim Podcast. You can check that out on Facebook as well by just typing in Maritime Milsim Podcast into the search bar, and it'll take you directly to them.
You know, Jonathan, I was wondering, it being called Maritime, are they near the water?
Dude, they're in Canada.
Fair enough.
I mean, I think, you know, if you're in Canada, you're next to water, right? Or snow. Snow turns into water.
That boy, Jonathan. Oh, boy.
I don't know why it's called Maritime. But we could definitely ask them and get an answer for that. Reaper's show is at 11:30 p.m. AST. 11:30 p.m. AST. So make sure you check that out. That's the time zone AST. You can always check out Hooligan Paintball or Hooligan PB, and he'll definitely let you know what's happening with the show and all that good stuff. Again, make sure you're checking out these cool pages. Again, we like to support everyone. We're not selfish, and we believe in sharing the wealth. So there it is, all of our shout-outs. Also, shout-out to all of the local fields down here in Houston area that we've come to love to play at. So, you know, places like, well, we're not going to get into that. We'll get into that in a different show where we'll talk about all those things. But back to you, Evan, about your MagFed mayhem.
I was going to ask you, while you were talking about MagFed and all the different events and venues and shows and whatnot, if a person wanted to get into MagFed, they don't have any paintball gear whatsoever, they've played paintball before, but they want to get their own MagFed equipment, what would be your recommendation for a MagFed marker? And what price range should they be looking at to expect to spend to get into MagFed?
Excuse me. All right, so I only heard part of the question, and that wasn't because I wasn't listening. It was because I was typing. But from what I heard at the end, now there are several different types of MagFed markers. Ones that I probably would go with first are probably ones that I've already played with or, you know, have on hand or I've ever played with or shot with. One that I would suggest, you know, as a cool beginning marker for, you know, someone just getting on, if they don't want to, like, spend too much, the Tippmann TipX or TPX or TIPX, however you want to say it, the Tippmann pistol is actually a really good marker. It's a great MagFed system. It is so simple to use that, you know, all you got to do is load the air in and load your mag. And you don't have to push anything other than the safety, and it's automatically good to go. And it's a great marker to get started off on. It's light, you know, so it gives you the convenience of mobility and all that good stuff. And it has many things that you can do with it. It's very upgradable, customizable. You can do pretty much anything.
It's a pistol format, and you say it's very upgradable. What if I wanted more of a rifle platform?
Well, the pistol format for the TIPX or TIPX or TPX, however you want to say it, is, like I said, customizable. You can actually upgrade it to a rifle mod, And you don't necessarily have to keep it that way, because it gives you the option of using it as a rifle platform or using it as a pistol platform. It's a very unique set. Now, for me, I just got the new TCR. If you're wanting something very light and convenient and still a good price range for what you're trying to do, the TCR by Tippmann is about $370 to $380 in cost. And that's for the gun itself. You get two mags with it, so that's not including the new mag cost. But you get two mags, two 12-ball true feed mags for about $40, and which is a great deal, by the way. So you can do that and build your collection of mags for that. Now, the TCR is a rifled weapon. It is a rifle platform, but it is a compact rifle, so therefore it's not like big and long like some of the other rifles that you have out there. So if you were like 12 years old and the other ones are a little bit too big for you, hey, there you go. You got a TCR, which is a great thing. And you can do the great thing about TCR is you can the dual air system where you can use the CO2 and or the remote line. If you're a new guy and you're just getting out there, like the 12-gram cartridges are very affordable to get, so you can just pop it in, pop it out. But again, this is not, you know, one of those reviews about the TCR. And also, you know, I've never played with it, but, you know, the MR5 is a MagFed marker that is out there. The cost for it is about $250 to $350 in that particular price range. You can actually get out there and play with that as well.
And that would probably be including mags, right? Because I mean, an MR5 usually runs you about $200.
Yeah, yeah. So you get mags with that as well. Especially if you shop on Amazon. But anyway.
Amazon!
You can actually, I was going to say you can actually go to our website, www.paintballdynamics.com, click the Amazon link, and it'll take you to all that good stuff.
But didn't you?
You know, you got to actually open up your computer and look at it that way. But those are three markers that I can just name off the top of my head that would be beneficial to someone just getting into the game. It's not going to break the bank, and it's, you know, these are all fun markers that they can take and upgrade and do whatever they want with them. So far, the TCR doesn't have too many upgrades available for it, but as it's coming out and been out for about a year or so, the prototype plus now the actual finished product, pretty soon you'll start having all these different things available for it. So I look forward to seeing what people come up with and companies and even Tippmann themselves. But, yeah, that's my piece.
And I would say, to answer the question, because, you know, it's a question I get asked all the time. If you're looking to get into MagFed and you're needing to get your own equipment, I'd also check out Rep4. They have I think it's called OEW4 pack with mags. So it comes with 10 of the B mags. As well as a T68, the latest generation of T68, which I think is Generation 7, T68. You can also check out their T68 pistol, which, if you want it to, could be expanded out into a kind of a compact SMG rifle-type format. So, yeah, so you have some options. If you're wanting to get into MagFed, you have some options, you know? Don't feel like MagFed is this thing for strictly for the elite, and it's for those who splurge and spend tons and tons of dollars. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, there are definitely those who have, you know, like the Diasult Matrix, which is a MagFed marker. You know, it's $1,600. OMG. But if you didn't want to go that route, there are other options for you out there. So.
So Milsig has a CQC model, which is
That's right. Yeah.
I believe about 350.
330, I want to say.
Okay, well, 330 to 350. All in all, after tax, it'll be less than 400, you know, but they have a great CQC model out that you can actually get as well. MilSig is a reliable product, you know, and, you know, you can always get in touch when something's messed up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to know what venue or avenues to travel that information by to make sure you guys get help properly. But one other thing that I wanted to talk about was the T15 epidemic, I guess.
Yeah, poor Tiberius, and obviously a bunch of other companies too, but, you know, our good friend at Tiberius. What was it? One of the main docks up in that region?
Yeah, one of the ports. Excuse me. One of the ports is, you know, acting foolish. And basically, it's slowing business down for a lot of small business owners and, you know, even big businesses. But when people think of small businesses, they think, oh, little mom and pop shops. Like, small businesses can be, you know, businesses that are doing $2 million in revenue or profits every year. That is a small business, and it qualifies for that and such. But
yeah,
the port is damaging small businesses, and I guess it's like people are unable to get things done.
Yeah. So if you ordered a T15 and it hasn't come in yet, it's probably sitting in a gigantic crate on that dock.
Yeah, you know, I think the workers are, you know, going through some issues where, you know, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know what their situation is. I don't know what's happening. But whatever it is, clearly it has gone on for a long enough period for them to actually start to not work. So they don't want to, you know, work or whatever. So
America.
It's becoming a business problem for a lot of different companies. And apparently, you know, Tiberius seems to be one of those guys. So hopefully everything will work out and everything will, you know, become okay again. We won't have any issues from this in the future. But, you know, if so, just be patient and everything will work out in the end. So
yes,
there was
please.
Something else that I was going to mention before we ended the show today. For whatever reason, I cannot remember it right now, but it was really good. It was
good.
Tell you, man, when you got a lot of, you're thinking about a lot of stuff, you tend to forget some stuff. But
you know what? That was another thing. My T15 was giving me some trouble this past. No, let me rephrase that. I gave my T15 some trouble this past weekend.
Thank you.
I want to clarify that.
Phrase it. Yes.
I very much broke my gun. I broke it. I know what I did. I know when I did it. And it was not good. And my gun suffered for it. And as Carlos would say, I had a bad time. But I was going to point out one thing that I did not have much choice on that could have perhaps been avoided was you got to make sure you put good paint in your mags, people. Because the paint that I got from the field was clearly not working very well for the T15 mags. I was getting some rounds that just were not loading into the marker at all. And so when you go mag fed, you got to make sure you're getting good paint that's good for your mags, that's good for your gun. It's going to give you a good run and hopefully fly straight, because even when you get, oh, man, you know, this paint, it loads great, you can also have that acrobatic paint that I've talked about before that, you know, you shoot it and it decides to do barrel roll, cartwheel, spin, curve left, curve right, and, you know, even double back and somehow hit your own self in the face. So,
and I will let people know right now that that stuff is not cool. Like, it happened, it actually happened to me about 2 weeks ago, and my paint, like, every time I shot, like, it would never hit the target. It would go at least 5 to 10 feet in the right, or to the right or to the left of the target, and that's not bueno, so.
Oh, no.
But anyway.
It happens. Yeah, make sure your paint is good. The other thing is you always want to try to take very good care of your marker. Be careful with your marker and how you're adjusting things and so on and so forth. That's actually the problem that I had when I adjusted the velocity way too far up, and the result was that my gun was clearly having problems with that. So
basically what you're saying is don't break your stuff.
Don't break your stuff. Because, I mean, like I said, it's clearly, I did it, I know what I did, and yeah, it was bad.
Or shall we say, don't break your stuff accidentally. Break it on purpose.
If you're going to break something, at least break it on purpose.
But yeah. So, again, we're about to wrap up the show here shortly in about 2 minutes, I guess, but for real, though, come join us out in the MagFed world. For all you guys who are listening who are like to play speedball or any other types of paintball, come out and see what it's all about. If you don't like it, well, congratulations. You don't have to go come back, but, you know, it's a great experience, so come out and see if you really enjoy it. Don't knock it till you try it. Also, for all you guys, remember our social media campaign, Come Join Us. So send in your best pictures of what you think Come Join Us looks like. If somebody saw you on a poster, they're like, man, that looks like fun. I want to come do that. So Come Join Us, paintball posters. You can post those pictures on our Facebook page or email it to us at info@paintballdynamics.com. If you forget how to contact us, then just go to paintballdynamics.com or, like, our Facebook page, Paintball Dynamics, and you can look into the contact information there. But we're definitely looking forward to seeing it. If you don't send it, that doesn't stop us. We're just going to come and take your pictures anyway. We'll ask you for your consent, but we're still going to take it. We like to have fun, so hopefully you do too. So that is our challenge. Help us grow the MagFed world. Help everybody, or help get the word out so everybody can see what it's all about, how much we enjoy it and how much we love it. And we can definitely make something great happen with that. If we all work together, we can do it. So let's raise some ships out of the water, y'all.
Yep. Join us.
All right, but until next time or next week, we're actually about to go out to one of our local field stores or local stores and get some equipment and get some things fixed. So we'll love to see you guys or see you on the field whenever we go back out. We'll definitely let you know. And we'll look forward to speaking with you guys next week. But until then, enjoy your week. Get out there and play this weekend. Have some fun with your boys and your friends and just have a blast. So
have a great one, guys.
See you.